SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. Sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
Episode 89. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast. Well, we got back from Desire, and we'll be bringing you some of the sights and sounds and hot times that we had over there with our naughty, naughty friends and out in Cancun, Mexico. But we're also getting really excited about our next trip, which is coming up in July.
Yes, we found out there's going to be 500 naughty swinging couples taking over a hotel down on Bourbon Street in New Orleans in July. And we are joining them and want you to come with us.
We got the ways and means to New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
And we are inviting all of you guys to join us. Details are at swingercast.com, July 11th through the 15th, down in the Big Easy. And what you're about to hear is our little phone conversation we had with Bob. Bob and his wife, Tess, have been putting on this party for nearly 15 years, and we've been wanting to go for a really long time, and we're so excited. Finally going to be able to get down there this year.
Yes, 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 and we're going to get down and dirty in New Orleans, aren't we, baby?
Oh, yeah. And so are about another 1,000 people.
So, we had a very nice conversation with Bob, and he's going to tell us all about Naughty in New Orleans.
So, Bob, tell us a little bit about Naughty in New Orleans.
Well, it's I think it's our 14th or 15th year now. We've been doing it for a while, and all been complete hotel takeovers in New Orleans. Several years ago, we moved it down to Bourbon Street, and it really exploded. We think New Orleans is one of the best cities in the country for these types of parties because they really embrace alternative type people that even when we walk down the street are the people from the convention, there's signs up and down Bourbon Street. Come on in, you know, couples, swingers, everything. They're like, come on in, we want you inside.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome.
There's no other city in the country that does that. Even Vegas, anywhere. I mean, nobody puts signs in the street saying, we want swingers, come on in.
I love it. We've wanted to come for a long time now. We're so excited we're going to be able to come this year.
We can't wait to have you. I mean, what other city does the mayor write you a welcome letter to your group or the lieutenant governor of the state? We've had a great reception here. Wednesday night, we do a parade right down Bourbon Street, and the chief of police is in the lead car.
Oh, wow.
And we have a full police escort. Motorcycles, cars, we have a brass band, a marching band, Mardi Gras floats.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty crazy.
That's awesome.
And you know what else they do for us? It's a lot of fun. The different bars on Bourbon Street and the strip clubs, they all come out on their balconies, and as we march by, they all throw beads down on us. So all of our girls are walking down Bourbon Street, and there's close to 1,000 people in this parade. And they're all flashing, and people are throwing beads down from the balconies. And we got a police escort, and we take everybody to Colette's for the night. And we throw a big party at Colette's. It's crazy.
That's crazy. I can't wait. I can't wait.
You know, people dress up crazy here. Gay, straight, bisexual, swingers. It doesn't matter. It's the one place, maybe Key West, too, where you can walk up and down the street with body paint. Nobody cares. You can wear a little schoolgirl, you know, outfit with pigtails. You really can dress crazy in themes and walk right up and down the street, and people love it. They eat it up. In fact, they'll not only clap, they'll throw you beads.
How did you guys get started with this event?
You know, we moved here from New York City and about 17 years ago, and there was a lot of parties we went to in New York City. It was a very big lifestyle, I guess, destination, or they had a culture there. we moved to New Orleans and we're like, oh my God, we live in New Orleans now. This is awesome. Where are the parties? And there was no parties. I mean, you could go to Bourbon Street and hang out at some of the risque clubs. And that's kind of all people did. And we said, you know, New York had really organized parties. And so we started throwing some parties at our house. Before long, we're getting 150 plus people at our house. And Tess said, Bob, this is too many people to have in our house. So we went down and we rented out a local restaurant. And when they closed at 9 o'clock at night, we reopened it and we called it French Connection. It was a place in the French Quarter for people to connect. That's where it all started. Years went by and it grew and grew and grew. And eventually, when we were going to other conventions around the country and we told them, hey, we do parties in New Orleans, we got two reactions. That's the one city we've always wanted to go to, or they live somewhere like Iowa or Kentucky or, you know, somewhere rural, and they go, that's our favorite city. Because they can go there and heck like a fool, have fun, and go home like it never happened. And we like that. So when we first moved here, we acted like tourists because we thought we were only going to be here for a couple of years. After 2 weeks, I told Tess, we're never going to leave the city, and we've never stopped acting like tourists ever since.
Oh, that's awesome. So we're going to have a parade on Wednesday night. What else is in store at this Naughty in New Orleans?
Well, every day we take over a bunch of the clubs on Bourbon Street. From noon to 3, we'll take over a massive club just for us. We'll go in there. We'll have DJs, bands, 3-for-1 drink specials. You can take your top off and do a body shot. In some of the clubs, you can ride a mechanical bull with nothing but a string bikini on. We'll have wet T-shirt contests. Just, it's that whole Bourbon Street experience from noon to 3 and from 3 to 6, twice a day, two parties, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So unlike other events where you're kind of stuck in a hotel for the weekend, we do a lot of our events out in New Orleans in the French Quarter. And then every night we have a theme party, and we change themes every year. This year we're doing a Greek goddess night that's going to be, you know, togas and Roman Greek kind of clothing. Every year we do a color. This year is our Purple Passion night. Some years we do white night, black theme. One year we did a pink night. It was great seeing all the guys wearing pink. But this year's purple.
All right.
So it's going to be a Purple Passion. And then the last night we always do a Mardi Gras masquerade ball. And that usually culminates with masks and feathers, boas, and lots of corsets and purple, gold, and green. And every night we have entertainment. We have live bands. We bring in burlesque troupes, and they do all kind of sexy performances. We have great New Orleans musicians. We have aerialists doing different things. I mean, it's a lot for your money. When you come to our events and you leave, you'll say, wow, I just got entertained 22 hours a day for 4 days straight. And that's our goal.
That's awesome. And so I noticed that some of the packages include dinner. And so what does that exactly mean?
When we started out, all of our packages included dinner. Then we moved to the French Quarter, and a lot of our people didn't show up for dinner. So we decided to split it out. For an extra $75 on any of our packages, includes dinner for two, which means on Friday there's a good Louisiana lunch that has all kind of things from moufaladas to jambalaya to our local fried catfish, maybe some crawfish, some shrimp, you know, different things like that to give you that New Orleans taste. Then on Saturday night, there's a dinner for two. And we usually bring in, like, some local Louisiana talented musicians for that. Really nice, upscale sit-down dinner with pasta stations, carved roast beef, local seafood, and, you know, just a really nice dinner. And what that's nice for is people get to really sit down, meet, get to talk other people that are here at the event. But if you just say, you know what, I want to eat every night at Emeralds and Nola's and G.W. Finn's and Commander's Palace, and I can't fault you for that. So we give you a package that doesn't include dinner that lets you go out every night And we even float a bunch of recommended restaurants a month or so in advance so people can have phone numbers and emails to contact our recommended restaurants. And you can make reservations and really eat out New Orleans style while you're here. So that's our two choices.
That's great. And there's parties after the dinners?
Oh, my God. You guys are in for a treat. I'm sure you've been to an on-premise club before.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been to some great on-premise clubs like New Horizons and Freedom Acres and Trapeze and, of course, Colette. But what we do is we turn an entire floor of the hotel into a party floor. And we bring in over 50 mattresses. And we build sets in every room. It's like a movie set.
Wow.
Some of them look like contra temples, we call them. And you go in and they have candlelight and sensual music playing. And we even put diffusers in it so it smells like a spa.
In
a spa once. I'm like, how do you get it to smell like this? We did the research and we bought all these devices put in the rooms. We get the lighting right. We get the mood right. And we make the places look beautiful. We put sheets on every bed. We put silk pillows. I have decorations from the Far East everywhere. And we really give it that nice feel because I learned a long time ago, you can take a room, throw three mattresses on the floor, the guys are happy. But if you take a room and make it beautiful, then the girls will now want to come in. So,
oh yes,
we create something that's truly unique and different that I've never seen at any event anywhere, and it makes them feel like this is a special place. We can have fun in here. I tell you, it's the largest on-premise party in the entire country in the last 50 years. I mean, you'll really be surprised when you walk through our floor. And not only do we have all these rooms, but they're different themes. We have several different dungeons.
Really?
With different things going on inside the dungeons, from electric wands to full table tie downs to spanking benches to full crosses to double crosses where two girls are bound together face to face. And we decorate those rooms too. And then we have giant group rooms that we put six king-size mattresses together to make one giant bed. We counted one day, and I had over 50 people in one bed that we put together.
Wow.
We have a dark room where it is pitch
I love
pitch
dark
black.
Rooms.
And when I say dark, I don't mean dark. I mean pitch black. So you can't see anything in there. You have no idea who's in there. It's completely anonymous, and it's one of our craziest rooms. Because when nobody's looking at what you're doing, no one can see what you're doing. I've heard stories about that room. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all I'm going to say. You've heard stories.
The first time I ever heard about it was at Entice Convention up in Niagara Falls. And it was actually a guy, Rick the Hypnotist, that came up with it. He called it the dimly lit room. And I said, why not make a really dark room? So what we did is we did a dimly lit room. And then that led to a dark room. And what I ended up having to do was draw a map outside the dark room so you could visually see what was inside and you'd know where the beds were. And I took everything else out. And Tess has a degree in photography, so we had these blackout curtains for photographers. So we make several different sections. You have to walk through three sets of curtains to get inside, and that really makes it so no light can get in. But I think what really makes our party floor different than any other event that I've been to is we have a no street clothes rule on this floor. I've been to a lot of events where you go to a floor and they've got 8 or 10 rooms open and you walk down the hall, everybody's dressed in jeans or, you know, little sexy dresses or nice shirts, and everybody's standing around talking, and some places they even let you drink and smoke. And our party floor is for partying.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to socialize, hang out, have a drink, have a cigarette, we got a place for that. We've got an area where you can dance and party and socialize. But if you really want to play, that's what this floor is for. So
I love it. We have
water on the floor we provide for everybody, and we buy pizzas. So there's some starches, carbohydrates. But You have to be in a robe. You have to be in lingerie. You can be in boxers. You can be in a towel. You can be in pajamas. But you can't be in street clothes. And what that does is it changes your whole mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really not comfortable getting down to that level, you probably shouldn't be on that floor in the first place. But by making everybody get into that attire, it really changes the vibe on the floor. And the players play, and the people that really aren't interested in playing, they stay in the social areas. And it's been very successful. And people tell us afterwards, they go, you know, I've been to a lot of events, and they said they had playrooms or play floors. Nobody ever played. There's 8 rooms, and there's 2 couples doing something. There'll be 600 people playing at one time on this floor, and you'd just be amazed. Because instead of a regular hotel room where you walk in, it looks like a hotel room, these are meeting rooms. And we take these meeting rooms that are large. They're 5, 6, 10 times bigger than a regular hotel room. And we decorate them like these tantra temples. And when you walk in, you don't go, I'm in a hotel room. You walk in, you go, I'm in a beautiful place, and I'm going to have sex. And that's what they do.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
Allie will be the last one to leave. I'm just forewarning you. She'll be the last one to be out of those playrooms on every given night.
Hey, I don't know. We might have a challenge on that because I'm usually on the floor to the end because I'm usually the one cleaning up at the end. Like I said, we're down to our last 100 rooms. We're 40% sold out. If you do come in early. Tuesday night, we also do something kind of special. We do a sit-down dinner. Everybody pays for their own dinner on Tuesday night, but it's a great way to meet people early. Last year, we had 150 people come in on Tuesday night, and we all went to Arnaud's. This year, we're looking at Antoine's to go to. These are fine old historic restaurants that have been around for over 100 years. Some of the waiters have been there 50 years.
Wow.
So it's a great chance to have a group dinner with all these people and meet them on Tuesday and hang out with them and, hey, maybe party with them. And then hang out with them again on Wednesday. Get to know them better. By the end of the week, you'll have a great friend. Or you can check in on Wednesday, or you can check in on Thursday. We do have a 3-night minimum, but that just makes it a weekend-long event. But we do have a lot of people that come in on Tuesday as well, and I really recommend you come in on Wednesday because there's no other city in the world that will ever have a swinger parade, at least for a while.
I'm not missing. I'm not missing that parade. I will.
It's
not
something
miss it.
To watch. I mean. We've had the Treme Brass Band, the Rebirth Brass Band. We've had the Hot 8 Brass Band. I'm telling you, these guys are awesome. And that police escort, people go home and they're like, they go back to their clubs and house parties and go, you won't believe what we did last week. And what we want to tell them is, you don't believe what we're going to do in July. Come on, come with us. You know, come with John and Allie, and let's be part of this. Let's march down the street, and, you know, you can put a Mardi Gras mask on. Nobody will even know who you are. And you can just march down the street, pull your top up, and show them your boobs for crying out loud.
Ooh.
And just have a good time. And, you know, another thing we do, I'll tell you about, is instead of putting a wristband on, some people don't like wristbands because when they go out, they don't want people to know, hey, we're at the Swingers Convention. So we do these laminated badges that hang around your neck on these lanyards, just like a regular convention, so that if they want to, they can take them off their neck, stick them in their pocket, and go completely incognito through the city. People told me they really appreciate that. A lot of people, however, love wearing it around their neck and walking up and down the street. It helps them meet other couples that are here with the event. They run into each other on Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that it does, we go to a lot of the bars, restaurants, and stores on Bourbon Street and tell them, hey, Naughty in New Orleans is coming up. They all know who we are. And they give us deals. Show us your badge and get a free shot of tequila when you order an entree or 10% off everything in the mass store or beads. They're great. They love our people because our people are great. They tip good. They spend money. They're having a good time. So I think the badges are a great change in the way that we identify who's with our event and not, instead of making them wear those wristbands. I think it's a great addition to our event. It allows them to see people if they want, or be completely anonymous if they want. You know, Naughty New Orleans is our thing. We live in New Orleans. We physically live. We live two blocks from Bourbon Street and three blocks from the hotel that we're taking over. So this is my home. You're in my neighborhood. And we love having people here and showing people. This is a little hole in the wall. We like to go at night and have a hamburger after a night of drinking. Hamburger that's got a sausage patty, a fried egg, some bacon, some grilled onions and mushrooms on it. Call it a hangover burger. We point these places out. Here's a place you can get absinthe. Here's a place that's been here from the 1700s. Here's a place that has the best oysters. And we take a lot of pride in this event because it truly is our home, and it's so much part of the fabric of who and what Bob and Tess are. We fell in love with this city when we moved here 17 years ago. We didn't know what New Orleans jazz was. We didn't know what jambalaya, etouffee, all this Creole food that they have here that's so fantastic. And we had never heard of a Sazerac, an old-fashioned, a slow gin fizz, or French 75. This city is unique in so many ways. It has its own culture, its own food, its own music, its own cocktails. Name another city that has so much originality. Sure, there's other cities that are famous for other things, but I'm telling you, there's no better city for food and for drinking and for partying and for saying, hey, the swingers are in town, let's all join in and have a big bash. There's no other city like New Orleans.
Yeah, we're excited to come. We cannot wait. We love it down there.
Well, we're excited to have you guys on board. We hope you can do one of your casts, possibly live from Bourbon Street, and tell people what's going on.
Oh,
you know, there's a lot of excitement here. We moved here 17 years ago, like I told you, and it's interesting. You know, our friends Todd and Elena from Love Voodoo have been coming down here, falling in love with the same things we do. They moved down here in New Year's.
Oh, yeah?
John from the Fluffernutters, one of the biggest groups that ever goes to Hedo every year, was just here this weekend. And he says, man, I think I'm going to get me a place here. And the owner, Colette's, you know, he's not from here. He's from Tampa. But he owned nightclubs in Atlanta, Tampa, different places. But after coming here, he goes, I got to open up Colette's here. This is becoming a lifestyle destination, not just because it's such a great city, but other lifestyle leaders around the country are coming here, flocking here, spending time here, and now they're moving here. And I think New Orleans is in a renaissance right now. Even if you can't come for Naughty in New Orleans, if you come any other time, get a hold of us at, you know, FrenchConnectionEvents.com, and we'll tell you what's going on at Colette's that weekend. We'll tell you what's going on Frenchman Street and other things around. We love to show people around the city. Our grand dame, so to speak, is our Naughty in New Orleans every year in July. But, you know, even if you can't make it then, let us know when you're in town, or do both. Come to Naughty in New Orleans and come back a couple times a year and check out what the city's got to offer.
Thank you so much, Bob. You and Tess, awesome hosts, and we are so excited, and we thank you so much for throwing this party and all you do positive for the lifestyle.
This lifestyle is growing by leaps and bounds. There's more choices and options, and we're so glad that there's shows like this that are getting out there, and new people are hearing this, and they're hearing about events like ours and saying, hey, you know, that's right. We don't have anything like that in our small hometown. Let's go check this out and meet other people. And let's hear what's going on in other parts of the country on these podcasts. I think it's great. I think it's a great new addition to what's going on in this lifestyle. And I want to thank you back for educating people and spreading the word. Let the people know.
Yeah.
There's other choices out there for them, and we're just one of many.
So, what'd you think, baby, of that interview?
I tell you what, Bob was turning me on.
Really?
All about the details, that they do?
What, you mean like the dark room and the...
Well, yeah, all the themed rooms and the diffuser for the scents and just all the details.
They've been doing it a long time. I think they know what they're doing.
The water and the pizza and then the whole way the playroom set up for the whole mood. And
you're so easy.
I'm so easy. Yeah.
Let's get easy in the big easy, baby.
I mean, and I think it's just so cool that they're, it's just like they're inviting us to their hometown. They know all the locals. They've got all these deals. And the whole city is welcoming the swingers to New Orleans. Yeah. With a parade. The chief of police leading the parade.
It's going to be a blast.
I can't believe that. It's going to be awesome.
And we hope some of you listening will consider coming with us July 11th through the 15th. Details are on our website, swingercast.com.
Join our caravan.
Yes.
Our naughty caravan to New Orleans. Show your tits with me in the parade.
And so, as always, thank you all so much for listening. Let us know what you think about Naughty in New Orleans, if you've ever been before, things that we need to plan for, or if you can come with us.
We'd yes.
love to hear from you guys.
Mm-hmm. And you've been listening to Doreen. Doreen's Jazz New Orleans Volume 18. Love her. She's a local. The Triple Threat Series. New Orleans' Best Kept Secrets. And you can find her music at DoreensJazz.com. DoreenS.
Of stars above are shining bright. The beauty of the fading light thou shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon thy shoulders as we creep. Until the sun so high may keep the memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dreams of love are coming true. With this our mystic caravan.